A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between thinking about photography school and selling your portraits online. It's the difference between giving away those cookies you just made for free and running your cookie empire. A beautifully designed Squarespace website is the difference between having a movie reviewing hobby and a movie reviewing career. Squarespace, because no matter what you're into, a website makes it real. Use offer code THEDIFFERENCE for 30% off every plan. Terms and conditions apply.
At DSW, we ask the important questions, like, what shoes are you going to wear? Whether you're prepping for wedding season, festival season, or just planning the ultimate vacay, the right shoes can make or break an RSVP. So own the moment. You've got big plans, and we've got just the shoes. At the perfect price, of course. Get ready to get ready with Designer Shoe Warehouse. Head to your DSW store or DSW.com today, and let us surprise you.
If you're the type of person who wants data, not assumptions, Prenuvo's whole body scan gives you a deep understanding of your health. Screen for over 500 conditions, including many cancers, autoimmune disorders, neurodegenerative diseases, and more. Add blood panels to test over 80 biomarkers, and you've got information about your body you may never have had before. Book your scan at Prenuvo.com. That's Prenuvo.com.
Section 230 is a section of the Communications Decency Act that was passed in 1996 as a way to encourage people to communicate online. The internet was young. We wanted to encourage people to get online and share their information and opinions. The issue, though, is that this Section 230 made these social media platforms not liable for anything posted on them by third parties. So because these platforms aren't liable for what's posted online, we've seen horrible problems with misinformation. We've seen problems with mental health. We've seen problems with other countries interfering with our information flow and civil discourse. So this act, which was introduced by a representative from California, a representative from New Jersey, aims at the algorithms that profit from our anger and emotional states. So what it does is it removes the liability immunity for platforms that have more than 50 million users if the algorithm is used in a bad way. For example, if it interferes with civil rights, or if it causes any violence or terrorism, if it interferes with civil rights. The line from the representative from New Jersey says that platforms should be accountable for content they promote to make money if doing so leads to specific online harm. So it doesn't necessarily make the platforms completely liable for what's posted, but it goes after the algorithms that are used if the platform makes money from us being really upset about something.
Anytime a topic like this is brought up, what you often hear people talk about is free speech.
Right.
Where does that fall in this?
Well, we don't have it on these platforms. We, in the terms of service that we all agreed to, but none of us read, we acknowledge that the platform is not liable for anything that we post. And, you know, that they own these platforms. We don't. We are just users. So we don't really have the freedom of expression. They can delete our accounts anytime. It's much different if we're standing on a street corner than if we are on Twitter or Facebook or Instagram. So our First Amendment rights really aren't violated if they delete our accounts.
Now, one thing that plays into this, you can introduce a bill, you can get a law on the books, but when it comes to enforcing it against a media giant with deep pockets, what's the reality?
I think the current climate is very pro-regulation of these social media platforms, at least right now. I'd be surprised if anything happens, but I love the fact that it's starting this conversation, that it's getting people to want to learn what the algorithms are, how they operate, and most importantly, remember that if we're using an app or a website for free, we're not the customers, we're the users.
So really, it's about increasing awareness at this point.
Right, absolutely. And that's what media literacy is all about, is increasing awareness, increasing the critical thinking, asking questions about everything we consume. And that includes asking questions about these huge platforms that are run by people who are unelected and unaccountable, but have an enormous amount of power.
Well, you can learn a lot from Julie. I know I have, as we have worked on the Camel Wax Media Literacy Project together. We have our podcast, What the Media? And recently we've been focusing on some content creators. We've also looked at some of these concepts before. You can find all of that on KMOX.com and learn more about our Camel Wax Media Literacy Project. Thank you so much, Julie.
Thanks, Megan.
Girl, let's get real. Some pads are just diapers with a good PR team, but not the new Kotex BioCare. That's because Kotex BioCare helps defend against odor and irritants. And it's the first and only pad with this pH proactive system that helps optimize the pad's pH. Just think of it as self-care for down there. Check out Kotex.com for more details on the all-new Kotex, completely redesigned to meet your needs. You asked, we heard.
Amazon Music has everything you want to listen to. Music, podcasts, and now audiobooks. All in one app. Amazon Music Unlimited. Audiobooks included.
What you're listening to presumably doesn't suck, so neither should your sound system. Sonos lets you listen seamlessly from room to room. Same great sound, expertly tuned, astonishingly clear. It's not magic, but it's not not magic.